Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Coffeehouse Entertainment Podcast with Xander. My name is Zolan the Robert and I will be your host for the first episode. Have you ever heard of the term cancel culture? Cancel culture is a modern form of ostracism in which someone is thrust out of social or professional circles, whether it be online, on social media, or in person. Those subject to this ostracism are said to have been canceled. The expression cancel culture has mostly negative connotations and is commonly used in debates on free speech and censorship. The notion of cancel culture is a variant on the term call-out culture and constitutes a form of boycotting or shunning involving an individual, often a celebrity, who is deemed to have acted or spoken in a questionable or controversial manner. Notably, many people claiming to have been canceled often remain in power and continue their careers as before. Moreover, some cancellations have also been defended as exercising free speech and promoting accountability. Others criticize cancel culture as creating a chilling effect. Nicki Minaj is one of THR examples of the cancel culture. She has been continuously hit with the dreaded canceled label by social media detractors, but when her Queen album debuted on August 10, 2018, she was apparently rebooted. Nicki stirred anticipation for the album with a Queen radio show on Apple Music. She was trending on Twitter the entire day. GIF-laden tweets were excitedly championing Queen songs, and any talk about her being cancelled was stifled by articles and blog posts about her raunchy Barbie Dreams single. Her record moved 185 Kelvin's equivalent units in its first week of sales. While she griped about the sales total on social media, the figures are a respectable number that reflects not just the power of her corporate connections, but the devotion of her staunch, cantankerous fanbase, which she calls Barbs. Mzansi's superstar, Samgaga, is one of the recent people who have been cancelled. He was cancelled by social media and some gigs dropped him off over the allegations of domestic abuse and jealousy by his estranged husband Mahale. The star has taken some time off his Metro FM gig and he has been set to be replaced on the Mzansi's favorite Idol's SA show. After yesterday's Idol's episode without Judge Somizi, the tweets were buzzing about him. Most fans were missing him on their screens and they wanted him back. One of the fans said watching the show without him feels like they are watching a funeral. Now the question is, does cancel culture really exist? Visit our Facebook page at Coffeehouse Entertainment with Xander and leave your opinion. In my opinion, it's a bunch of bogus. If cancel culture was truly a thing, men like R. Kelly, Chris Brown, Woody Allen, and Harvey Weinstein would not have thriving careers. Recently, this topic came up in a conversation with some friends, and one person said that if it was called accountability culture, maybe we would see less abusive people in our spaces. Cancel culture is undeniably toxic when it involves criminal threats, invasion of privacy, doxing, or driving a person to suicide. People might wish to believe it will affect positive social change. The nature of so many comments on social media seems to indicate otherwise. Nastiness and dismissive characterizations of opposing opinions substitute for dialogue. Internet platforms are structured to get a payout from high emotion and clickability. Canceling and calling out posts fit perfectly into that paradigm. Commenting is instantly rewarding, and nasty and demeaning comments aimed at trolls or deplorables allow commenters to feel morally and intellectually superior. The act of canceling is self-sealing, as it protects the commenters from considering opposing opinions and critiquing their own position. I'd really love to continue to talk about this, but time is not on my side, guys. We can continue to discuss this topic on our Facebook page and you can leave us a voice not via WhatsApp at +27 63 443 6171. My name is Zolan the Robot. I'm out.